Item 7, update on the pension administration system project. And the memo was from Jasmine, so I assume she will be taking the lead.
Yes, hi. So we are continuing to make progress on the pension administration system modernization project. At this point, I'd like to turn it over to Chris Feitz and Sue Ziegler from Siegel to give an update on this project.
Great. Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Jasmine. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Great. Thank you. Everyone's looking with their slides. All right. So good morning, everybody. So it's been about a year since Siegel was hired by Sisera, and a lot's happened over that last year. And Jasmine's memo probably highlights that we have been given the opportunity to provide updates, obviously, throughout the project. So this is the most recent update on the modernization project. So for those following along, I'm on Siegel slide 1, presentation objectives and topics. So the first bullet point is just to kind of recap what the scope of the phase 1 modernization project is. Again, we've all been updated about this, but it's just kind of a good refresher to level set where we are and what we've accomplished over the past year. Talk a little bit about the data cleansing RFP procurement, which was recently completed. Talk about where we're at right now with the PAS RFP procurement, which is almost complete and should be finishing up by the end of the year. And then we'll talk about the specifics of, you know, what's really going to happen over the next few years as we get into the phase 2 scope of the project and the phase 2 timeframes, and then obviously address any questions that you all may have. So on this slide, this is kind of the timeline that we presented, you know, a year ago when we were selected, and, you know, it kind of talks about what the scope of the phase 1 effort was. There was an assessment aspect, defining the requirements for the new solution, and then obviously assisting and managing the procurement. So there were 7 key milestones that occurred, you know, throughout the last year. So the initiation occurred in, you know, November and December of last year. The operational assessment piece occurred, you know, from December through February. And that, again, as a reminder, the operational assessment is where Siegel met with Sisera, met with all the business managers, supervisors, staff of all the different processes, and really just assessed what you all do today and how your systems either support or where they may be lacking certain functionality or features that are needed to run your operation. That resulted in a gap analysis, which was basically the difference between what you all do today and what you need the new system to do in terms of enhanced technology, enhanced features, new capabilities to either to further and modernize your system. That then resulted in comprehensive business requirements, thousands of requirements that define your business requirements, your rules, statutes, laws, technical requirements, et cetera, which then resulted in milestone 5, which was an IT plan. And the highlights of that were presented to this board at your June meeting, where we talked about the high level scope of the project, the expected timeframes for the project, and obviously what the cost of a project like this would take. Then it resulted in the RFP development aspect of the project, which was scheduled to occur in the April and May timeframe, but I'll be the first to admit that it did take us all a little bit longer than planned. There was 2 aspects to that. One, we ended up having to do 2 procurements. We did 1 procurement for data services, which was the data analysis, data cleansing, and data conversion effort. So we did that procurement, and now we're actually working on the 2nd procurement, which is almost being finalized for the new pension administration system. And then obviously we're working right now on milestone 7, the procurement. Again, a year ago when we planned this out, we were planning those activities to occur from May through September. We're actually about 2 months late, and those items will be finishing up here soon in November. So again, a lot of detail. Sure, absolutely.
If you could take just a second and distinguish between what a baseline finish is as compared to a finish, as compared to an actual finish. Oh, I'm not sure I understand all those distinctions.
Great. Great. So obviously, when we first planned the project, when we first, you know, a year ago, our baseline start and baseline finish was what we at Siegel, working with Sisera, assumed that the project would take and when we would be working on those activities. So that was the starting baseline of when we plan to start that activity and when we plan to finish that activity. The percent complete, again, the finish date and the actual finish date, I think, are one and the same on the slide, just for information purposes. And some of those items did finish on the dates they were planned. So milestone 1, that project initiation, you can see that was supposed to finish on December 9th. We actually ended up finishing that activity on December 9th. The only ones that were late was the RFP development, row 7. We had planned to issue both RFPs and have that effort done in May, and those items actually didn't get issued until June 26th. So we're about a month late in issuing the RFPs.
So not to nitpick this to death, but
sure.
If finish and actual finish are the same information, do we need both columns?
We could definitely delete that column.
I'm just throwing it out. I'm not saying do it, but I'm just, if it's the same information, I don't understand why it's there.
Yep, understood. I can, it's an oversight on my part, and we can definitely delete that column.
Okay,
thanks. It's funny how just people are so
picky.
And then milestone 7, the procurement, again, was planned about a year ago. We planned it was supposed to be completed in September of 20, and ended up, we're planning on finishing that in November of 20. The key points is, you know, this all began back in November of 2019. The main reason for the 2-month delay, that would be a question I'd probably ask for the board, is Chris, why did this take longer than it planned? Well, we ended up having to do 2 RFPs and 2 procurements, which added a little bit of complexity and effort and time. And then the COVID pandemic, just not being on site as regular as we were during the initial parts of the project, working remotely. Obviously, Sisera did a great job. We think we did a great job. We made it through this. The vendors that have been involved in the process, it just took us all a little bit longer than originally planned. The key item is that third bullet, is that we are still on track to finalize milestone 7, the procurement, by the end of this year. And I'll kind of talk about the details of the schedule as to where we're at in the actual procurement process. So slide 3 here on the data cleansing and the data services procurement. This item was completed. I believe that last month's board meeting, a presentation was made by the awarded vendor, Icon Integration. But this was the activity and the dates and key activities that they completed when we went through that procurement. So just as a reminder, the data services RFP was released back in July 10th. Multiple proposals were received on August 14th. The evaluation team consisting of Christina and Jasmine and Tim and the evaluation team went through and read those proposals, scored those proposals, and it resulted in a selection of a vendor. That vendor made their presentation to the board last month. The board approved that vendor, Icon Integration, and they actually kicked off the project officially on October 21st. So key points from this slide is that, you know, this was a successful procurement process. The board did approve the recommended vendor from the evaluation team, and the contract was officially signed and the project has started. So the next question is, you know, the next effort is, where are we at with the pension administration? That's the software solution for the RFP procurement. That item is almost complete. So back in July, the RFP was released. On August 13th, due dates were for pre-bid questions. What that is, it gives the vendors the opportunity to ask questions and ask clarifying questions of things they may not have understood when they that were written in the RFP. So it's a clarifying opportunity. Sisera then responded to all those questions on August 27th, and there was a deadline for proposals on October 1st. Since this is a public forum, I don't want to talk necessarily specifics about some of the information we received, but from a board's perspective, that multiple valid compliance submissions were submitted by October 1st, and the evaluation committee is reviewing those proposals and vendors for which we did receive. The concern would always be if we don't receive any responses, you only receive one. We did receive multiple valid responses from the vendor community. It then resulted into internal scoring meetings, evaluation meetings. It resulted in finalist vendors, and there were some vendors that were eliminated for consideration. So on November 3rd, yesterday, and then tomorrow on November 5th, this was estimated when we put this presentation together, we have confirmed dates and actually did hold presentations and demonstrations of possible vendors that will be continuing through the procurement effort. So we had a couple of those yesterday, and we have a couple remaining tomorrow. So the plan moving forward is, once those presentations are completed, once the evaluation team has seen the demonstrations by these vendors, the plan is to continue the scoring process, continue the remaining evaluation steps in the methodology, with a plan on November 17th is our plan date, estimated date, that we should be able to finalize the evaluation and have a evaluation team recommended vendor for this procurement. obviously then there's the process going down to the key points of presenting this information to Gail for her review, and obviously presenting it to the board for their approval, similar to other procurements. The plan is still then the vendor, based on board approval and contract negotiations, that the contract could be executed early into next year on January 4th to hopefully officially kick off the pension administration project on January 11th. And those are obviously estimated dates, but assuming everything goes fine with the contract negotiations, we see those dates as still being realistic today. The other key point, the third key point at the bottom is, back in June, Siegel provided an update to this board about projected timelines for how long do these projects take. You know, these are the 28, 30-month, 42-month projects. We kind of gave a projected timeline for ranges we would expect. The vendors that are remaining under consideration do fall within those projected timelines. Same item with the cost. Siegel provided a cost range of, you know, possibly $6 million to $14 million would be the range of cost that you could see for a new system. The vendors that are remaining under consideration do fall within that cost range as well. So any questions of where we are at with our as RFP procurement process? I can share some information. I just want to talk about specific vendor names or scoring, et cetera.
Doesn't look like anyone's unmuting, so please continue.
Okay. Great, thank you. So once the procurement's done and once we get into the phase two activity, so phase one was all the assessment, the procurement process, which would result in selected vendors. Phase two scope, this is the, I'll keep using a three-year time frame, 36, 42-month time frame as we move forward over the next few years with multiple vendors. So the first vendor that you met back in September was Icon Integration. That is the company that Cicera has hired to help with analyzing the existing legacy data, providing cleansing services to clean anomalies in the data and fix the data, as well as to assist with the conversion activities of migrating that data from your legacy system into the to-be-named system, which we're about to select. And they provided their presentation last month. The other vendor Chris, that, sure.
Chris, this is Gail. Sure. So you are referring to slide 5 in the Siegel deck, correct? Just for those folks calling in so that they can follow along.
Great. Thank you, Gail. Keep me in line. I appreciate it. The second vendor we'll be working with, the Cicera will be working with, is the to-be-selected PAS vendor. Again, as I mentioned, we're finalizing that evaluation now, but at some point in time, we get into phase two. In January, based on contract, Cicera will be working with the new pension administration vendor. Their major activities will be project initiation and startup activities, as well as initial licensing of the software product itself, setting up the infrastructure, that's all the technical components, hardware, software, et cetera, as well as setting up the hosting environment for where this information will all be housed at their to-be-named third-party facility. The other major aspect of the project is their imaging, or their ECMS, that's the electronic content management system. They will be implementing a new imaging system for Cicera, as well as migrating all of the images from the existing imaging system used by Cicera to the to-be-named imaging system. The major component of the effort, which takes the majority of the time, is the actual pension administration system software itself. And there's many aspects of that project, requirements, design, development, configuration, doing everything we can to implement all the rules, statutes, laws, business policies that Cicera operates into the software product that's being selected. Then there's an ongoing phase for system warranty. The RFP calls for a 12-month warranty where the vendor is responsible for fixing any defects that may result in the system even after go live, if there are any issues that may show up. And then the vendor is obviously still responsible for ongoing post-implementation support for several years after the implementation, as well as ongoing hosting services for several years after the implementation. And then Siegel, we obviously also have a role in this project moving forward, providing project management, oversight, and quality assurance. So myself and Sue Ziegler from Siegel, working in coordination with Jasmine Lee and her team, as well as working with the to-be-selected PAS vendor and ICON over the next multiple years, managing and overseeing this modernization project. So the next question we ask is timeframes. So the data services ICON, as I mentioned, they did officially start in October, and they're going to be responsible for the ongoing analysis and cleansing effort, as well as the ongoing data conversion effort. So their contract is also a multi-year project for Sisera. The to-be-selected PaaS vendor, again, estimating that their project should start in January of 2021. Depending on the vendor, depending on which vendor we select, the expectation is still that 36 to 42-month implementation timeframe. So what does that mean from a system go-live perspective? When will Sisera staff start using the new system? Well, if the project begins in 2021, sometime late 2023, early 2024, the new pension administration system would be up and operational. And then there'd be a continuation of a 12-month warranty and ongoing support and hosting. Questions?
Yeah, do you anticipate any parallel operation, or are you considering, hopefully not, a cold cut to the new system?
So in the RFP itself, we kind of, depending on, we've asked for the vendor, short answer is yes, parallel processing and parallel testing is a recommended best practice for going live with a system complex as Sisera. So short answer is yes, and then each vendor has their own strategy of how they do their testing effort, how they do their parallel testing effort, the level of testing, do you run both systems truly in parallel, side by side for a month? What does that do operationally to Gail and her staff if they have to do parallel processing for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months? There's an effort there, but it is definitely a recommended activity and will be pursued on this project. Yep.
Thank you.
Any other trustee questions? Okay, I'm not hearing any, so. is that the end of your presentation, Chris?
Correct. If the official presentation, so the plan from the next board perspective would be, and I maybe defer to Gail on this, is assuming the selection process goes forward, assuming we have a recommendation, I believe the plan, Jasmine or Gail, is possibly by a December board meeting, we could be, that vendor could be making a presentation similar to what ICON did at their board, at their presentation, once we know who that vendor is.
Chris, you indicated that you couldn't disclose the names of the current proposers. Or can you describe anything unique? That is one proposer appear to be clearly superior to the others, or one clearly not competitive?
That's a great question. Again, I'm always very hesitant to say too much information depending on who's listening, but Sisera did receive multiple proposals. You could probably press me for a number, but if I get myself in trouble, but multiple proposals. Several of the vendors did continue with in the evaluation process. They scored enough points based on all the criteria, and a couple of vendors were actually eliminated because they did not score enough points to continue with the evaluation process. At a high level of those remaining vendors, from a Siegel perspective, we've worked with all six of the vendors. We've obviously all worked with the remaining four. They're all good vendors. They all have their own strengths and weaknesses. They're all viable solution vendors, have viable solution products. There's different pros and cons for each one of them, and that's why we have such detailed scoring. So, anything else I should say, Jasmine, or not say? Sorry. I'm trying to be really careful not to name names or other references or other clients they've installed the project, but they all have experience in this industry. So.
Do you intend to recommend a single vendor to the board, or do you see this coming by way of a multiple vendor recommendation or shortlist? What do you see?
I believe it'll be a single vendor similar to when we were selected. I believe the evaluation team and Gail made a single recommendation of Siegel. They made a single recommendation of ICON integration. I believe this will be a single recommendation to the board unless something comes up during the evaluation or if it's really close or the scores are tied, but I believe it's a single recommendation.
Okay, thanks.
And to answer, this is a question from earlier. The expectation is that the potential PaaS vendor will be presenting in the December board meeting.
I just wanted to take a minute and thank the past oversight team at Sosera, as well as Siegel, in working together over the last few months on this project. We're in the middle of it right now, but I think with the shelter in place, this isn't quite the situation we had envisioned when we were evaluating possible new vendors. And so I appreciate everyone's hard work on this project.
Thanks, Gail. Any other questions or comments by the trustees? Okay, hearing none. Thank you, Chris, and your team, and staff for this information.
Great, thank you all.